What is the thing you love most about Griffin Peavy?
I love when he shaves his face in my sink and doesn't wipe the hair up.
Welcome to Worst Impressions. I am your host, Eric Anderson, and I've got somebody very lovely, very near and dear to me in the studio today. It's a really epic episode. It is the start of wedding season. And who better to kick off wedding season than my own cousin, Autumn, for now, Knowles. How are you doing today, Autumn?
I'm doing good. Doing well. I still have not thought about changing my last name.
Really?
Because I love my last name.
So you don't know what you're going to do?
No, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to do it.
Sure.
That's such a weird change. Because Guys don't have to think about that, you know?
No, we don't.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's a... I don't care.
Well, you have to change all your... I mean, think about all of your documents.
It's a lot of stuff you got to do. A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So what has... What has been plaguing you? You have your wedding. You're pretty at this point at recording. You're pretty far along in the whole pros. What's plaguing you right now?
People keep telling me that I'm gonna be stressed, especially since we are 27 days away from the wedding now.
Whoa.
Yeah. People keep telling me to get stressed out, but I'm just everything's already done. You know.
Yeah.
There's nothing else I have left to do. So as long as everyone shows up.
We're good. Cool. You seem very relaxed.
Yeah.
Compared to what I imagine most most brides are at this point.
There's nothing for me to stress about though.
That's okay. Cool.
I know. Catch me on the day of though. It's going to be a different story.
Yeah. You're just this whole thing's going in flames.
Yep.
I'm setting fire to the whole
Literally,
thing.
Literally, I'm going to drop my eyeliner and be like, oh my.
We're leaving.
It's done. Call it off.
So let's get right into the nitty gritty. What if someone... And you're getting married. Who's your fiance?
Griffin Peavy.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, Waco legend.
Griffin Peavy.
Oh. That's what they call him. Waco local.
Yeah.
Very well known. Just kidding.
Famous.
He's very famous.
The most famous Griffin.
Probably.
In Waco. So. He's your fiance. What was your, and this is the title of the episode, Worst Impressions. What was your first impression of your fiance, Griffin?
It was actually great. So I don't know if a lot of people know this actually. So we both went to different private schools in Waco. But Brian he was, taxes. My pinky's out with my claw.
Sipping my white claw.
Sipping my
Pinot Grigio.
but he didn't go to private school his whole high school thing. Because I knew all those people, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I walked into, we both played basketball in high school, and I walked into his school's gym. All of the seniors had a like senior poster, mm-hmm. and I looked up and I saw him, and I was like, that guy is so cute.
Whoa.
And I didn't know him.
You immediately thought he was cute.
Yes, 100%. And yeah, so I was, that was, I guess you could say my first impression, but again, I didn't even know it. I didn't know his name. I literally just knew his jersey number.
Right.
That was it. And that's how I actually put it together eventually, because he followed me on Instagram later.
Oh, he slid into the Insta.
Yeah, that is that is the first impression.
Dirty dog.
I know, in the DMs, but I stalked his Instagram, of course, and I was like, that's the guy on the poster. I cannot
Whoa,
believe that.
Oh, poster boy.
I know.
Oh, man.
He really is. He's poster child.
Strapping.
Yep.
Strapping young lad.
Yep.
Poster. Oh, my
I think
God.
I still have the poster.
Whoa.
I think so.
That would be considered underage. I don't know.
We can't show that.
But all that glistening
teen
man,
boy
teen man meat. Oh boy. So if you were to break off a piece, because we're gonna have Griffin on the show, but if you're gonna break off a piece of Griffin that you hear on a daily basis, like an impersonation, an impression of your fiance, do you have a little bit of it?
Oh yeah. That's easy, honestly. I probably hear this on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding you. He'll come up and I'll be, you know, doing something or whatever. I'll be like, Autumn. I'm like, yeah.
I did the dishes and I folded our laundry. Can I please play video games with my friends?
With my friends?
With my friends. I'm like, dude, he plays video games every day.
Well, hell yeah.
I never, ever have said no to this man.
Oh, sure. Right.
Well, like, okay.
Yeah.
Unless I'm like, no, we're going right now.
Griffin,
but
we have to go to the hospitals, but there's a new update on Fortnite.
Oh, yeah, literally. Whatever he's playing at the time, yeah. I don't know, but
I'm about to level up, so please relax.
Please, let me play with my friends.
Please with my friends.
I know. He plays with them every single day, which I get. I love that, because I go in there, he's got his little headset on, and all his friends are on there screaming, and I'm like, can I put the headset on, please, for a second?
You're one of the headset girlfriends.
I just got to say hi.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey.
Oh, God. Everybody shut up. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Quiet in the chat.
Yeah. They stop talking.
There's a girl in here.
I know. They stop saying all their things.
What is it? If he was to have a catchphrase, what would it be?
Oh, my gosh. A catchphrase.
Because, like, you know, there's some, I mean, I think if it could be, can I play games with my friends? It could be that. Like, is that the thing you hear him say the most?
Yeah, that and like, what's for dinner? All the time.
What's for dinner? Autumn.
He's like, what are we? Yeah, I'm like, don't say we. What am I making you for dinner is what you're saying. He has gotten better about that, though.
Okay,
since
cool.
I started working full time.
Sick. Yeah, for sure.
So he's good about it. He's become the little grill master.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what my dad calls him now.
Grill master.
He takes the title very seriously.
From the future father-in-law?
Yeah.
Dang.
It's a compliment.
That's like a medal of honor. Like, you've done it, bro.
I know.
My God. Well, that's great. Seems like a pretty healthy thing. Seems like it's going to work out.
I would say so. It better at this point.
Yeah, like
it's like, been 8 years.
Actually, it's going to work out.
I'll be damned if this doesn't work out. If he tried to break up me, I'd say no.
It's like, nope. You're stuck, buddy.
It's not happening.
Okay, so let's get into the wedding event itself. And if you're not invited to the wedding, sucks. It's going to be awesome.
I know. Event of the season. That's what people keep saying.
I know. Everybody keeps saying, it's like, oh, my God, I wish I got invited. Oh, my God. Like, and I'm just like, I know I got invited. So
I'll let you know how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. How would you feel if I told you I knew that there was like one, maybe two people that were going to propose at your wedding?
I'm locking eyes with you and I'm hoping to God that you're lying right now. No.
Could you imagine?
No, actually.
Could you imagine somebody with the audacity?
They would have to be, I mean, fresh off of a TBI to do something like that.
What is that? What is a TBI?
Traumatic brain injury.
Oh,
they
my
be,
gosh.
They have got to be kicked in the head by a horse to do something that stupid.
And for you to be like, that's okay.
No. I'd be like, somebody...
They're out.
Security.
So do you... You have security at this point?
You have to have security, actually.
Oh, for sure. Okay, cool.
If you're serving alcohol.
Alcohol. Got it. So yeah, you would order the execution on site.
Yeah, probably.
Kill on site. I think it's insane that thought still... Like, we still get TikToks and Insta Reels of this every year. I'm blown away.
I know.
But you never know. I mean, because, like, it's not like... It's gonna be a surprise.
I know.
So, and we'll play a little game. We'll play a little game later in the episode. But yeah, just keep that question in mind.
Okay.
How drunk am I allowed to get?
Very. So traditionally, the groom side pay for the alcohol.
Okay.
So, you know, Griffin's parents have been doing that and everything. Super nice, wonderful and everything. And she's so worried about people getting wasted.
Whoa.
And I was like, they are.
I want that to happen. Wet and wild.
I know. We are going to have plenty.
I'm going to turn that dance floor into a slip and slide is what's going to happen.
Please do.
I'm going to get, you know, I'm just going to.
I want people to, though.
I'm going
to
wet my knees with a Michelob Ultra and
slip and slide
down somebody. Probably slash a couple ankles with my legs.
Those calves.
Yeah.
Cutting through.
So that's cool. That's a free pass for me to act absolutely insane. Get pretty, prehistoric with it.
Please do. I mean, people have asked me that actually quite a bit.
Yeah, what's the protocol?
Yeah,
what's
protocol.
Because I truly have been to some weddings where, like, I've been to, like, not taken aside personally, but, like, there have been, like, certain groups of us have been, like, told, like, hey, just so y'all know, it's not like that.
Really?
And yes, because, like, so one side of the family is, like, more buttoned up or, like, just like, what? Why would you do that? Or like they had to hide alcohol for a certain quadrant of the family. Because it's not always side to side. It's like there's technically like four corners. Like, because there's two parents of the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Of each, like the bride and the groom. And sometimes if those people are divorced, they have to separate, you know what I mean? So it's like you can end up getting like eight family factions, like a Game of Thrones scenario, and only three of them are down to clown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I think, honestly, I think our side of the family is more straight and narrow.
Really?
Don't you think?
Compared to PV side?
His family.
I wouldn't know. I mean, truly, I wouldn't know.
So. Well, his family, in terms of alcohol, like they drink.
Oh,
they
wow.
drink.
Okay.
But like, they're not going to get sloppy or anything, but. Like, sure, it's sure. it's wine.
Yeah, I think I have been surprised, like, I was just, because I've been to family functions with my friends or whatever, and I was like, oh, this is every small gathering they drank in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not how we grew up at all.
Well,
you know,
not until, yeah, but say recent, until recently,
yeah, probably.
We didn't have any.
Yeah, I know. It was dry.
It was
dry funch.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is interesting. I'm very pumped to see Spross Knowles getting wet and wild. What? No, this is a kicker. You do not have to answer this.
Oh gosh.
What family member are you worried about being in attendance? You can pass this a question. You can say a first name if it's funny and they think it's funny, or you can just say, "Oh, I'm not worried about my side. I'm just worried about his side." Or actually, I'm worried about bride's side. I'm worried about my side mostly.
I'll say it's not even a name specifically, but okay. Griffin is inviting a slew of his fraternity brothers.
Oh my
which
God.
I feel like it can go one of two ways. Like they're going to be the party, which I love.
Yeah.
Or they're going to bring some hoe.
Oh, because they all have plus ones.
Yeah, I did give them plus ones, but
and you
they're going to bring
haven't
some.
Haven't vetted those.
No.
People.
No. Woo! I don't know if they are or
here
anything, but I was like, if they bring some trashy girl or they are like, I don't know, doing coke in the bathroom. Like, I'm like, this is where I'm going to have to draw the line like, here, guys.
Like, Eric, what are you doing in there with this? It's like they've got coke in here.
I know. In my garden tea party themed wedding, people are doing lines in the bathroom.
Like, everybody said there was coke in here.
I know. That doesn't fit the theme. Yeah. It's not the theme.
What is the theme?
I just said garden.
Oh, sorry. Garden what?
So I told Griffin, we're having a garden fairy party.
Garden fairy. Hey,
I
that's
told
cool,
him that
though.
Everyone was wearing wings, and he actually did. Actually, I think at that point I was
did
like,
he "Believe that?"
He did for a second, I think, and then I just started laughing. Like, obviously not true, but for real.
Obviously, I don't know if it's obvious. I think
I guess not. Well, he knows my ass is not walking down the aisle on wings.
With
but
little baby Heimlich wings from Bug's Life.
You all like little ants from here. No, but it is a garden and tea party, actually. We're going to have
nice.
Little teacups and stuff.
I'm excited.
I know.
But, well, yeah, you know.
It'll be different, for sure.
Cool.
It'll be different solely because we're in Texas and I'm not getting married in a barn.
Yeah,
so
it's a little different.
I'm already a leg up on that one.
Sure. Yeah, no farm, no ranch.
No ranch.
No ranch.
No burlap and no sunflowers.
Ooh. So you told the people, like, specifically, no sunflowers.
Yeah, well, I picked the flowers.
Okay, I don't know. I'm just a podcaster.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about planning no weddings.
That's very country, though.
Is to get the sunflowers.
Yeah. That was at least the thing a couple years ago.
Everybody wanted
sunflowers. Everybody. It was turquoise, sunflowers, burlap.
What was the thing? Do you have a thing that, like, I'm just spitballing here. Is there a thing where that was, like, hard to get?
Oh, yeah,
that
actually.
That was like you requested it, and it was like, that's actually in short supply.
Well, I myself... So this is when I say the teacup thing. I myself went all over the place, out of town even, and asked friends, family, bridesmaids, whatever, to get antique teacups for everybody, which is, I mean, that's about 200 teacups.
Whoa.
So I have been going around thrifting antique teacups.
Individual, unique.
Yes.
Teacups.
Yes. Facebook Marketplace, everything. So that was hard because people charge, I mean, $25 for a single cup.
I'm sure.
And I was like,
Are you going to keep them all?
I'm going to keep. I bought some in sets just because I thought they were cool or whatever. And that was, or they were like, I'm not selling it without all the plates and stuff. I was like, I don't need the plate.
Oh,
I need the cup.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But I'll keep some of the cool ones. Other ones I'm probably just going to either give to my wedding planner or I'm just going to sell them on Facebook or something. Yeah. Like, just keep them. I don't care.
Yeah. For sure.
But that was hard. It was fun, though.
That's a crazy quest. How far are you along? Have you got them all?
Yeah, actually.
You got them all? Okay. Wow.
Did
you get backups just in case somebody breaks anything?
No. So you better not fucking break a cup.
Okay. So, I mean, that's on the list of rapid fire questions later.
All right.
So, so down to the nitty gritty. So, what,
Oh, my. Stop.
So... If we're, you know, traditionally.
You're right. You can't even get it out.
You know, you'll be losing your virginity on the wedding night.
Don't do that to me. Do not.
Where's the honeymoon going to be?
Greece, baby.
Oh, where in Greece?
Santorini and Crete.
Crete. What are we doing in Crete?
I booked, we spent a pretty penny on this one, but there was like one adults only all-inclusive resort there.
Adult only,
yes.
You say?
No kids running around.
I wonder if we'll be playing with Legos and Lincoln Logs at this adult only Crete expedition. Have you learned to speak Greek?
No.
For this?
I do have Duolingo, though.
You're just going to raw dog it in English?
Yeah. I have Duolingo though.
Yeah, well,
I'll slip some phrases in there.
You're gonna have to get on. How quickly are you leaving? Are you doing the thing where you drive away from the thing and wake up in the country or whatever?
What?
Like like the next day you're in Greece?
Yeah. Well, or you're spending the night. Sorry, no. Our flight's the next day.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's probably more like
yeah,
more realistic.
Yeah. No. Yeah, we have like a hotel here in Waco, and then we're gonna go to the airport.
Yeah,
but it'll be fun. I'm excited.
Why would you need a hotel? You could just stay at like one of your folks' house or something.
Well,
the night of the wedding.
We got a really
I'm just saying. I don't know what you would need that hotel for.
I don't either. That's where I'm gonna put my suitcases, probably.
All right. We're going to play most likely / least likely.
Oh, I love these games.
Okay. And you're allowed to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And you're allowed to pass, but take a second and really evaluate it. Explain why you're going to choose these.
Okay.
Why you choose it and why, like, you know, because I really want to know what's going on through your head. Why you have to pass on it. Why you think. You can also say, you can say a name. Just leave out the last names. Or you can just.
Oh, it's not. Okay. I thought it was just between Griffin and I.
No.
Everybody's in the pool.
Everybody in attendance. All the attendees are in the pool.
Okay. Now I see why I would have to pass. Okay.
The most likely and least likely to do stuff at the wedding.
Okay.
Okay. At the event. And you can say a name, just leave out their last name, or you can say it's on the bride's side, or you can say it's on the groom's side, or you can just pass. But you got to tell me why.
Okay.
Whatever your answer is, you got to tell me why.
Okay.
Okay. Who is most likely, and we'll do least likely afterwards, who is most likely to propose at your wedding?
Oh, gosh, my girl Randa. She's a bridesmaid. She's dating this dude. She's in love with this guy.
What did you say her name was? Randa?
Randa.
Randa, you dirty dog! You better not. We're going to send security after you.
I do love her boyfriend, but not the place. Not the place.
Don't you do it. And you better listen to this episode. All your bridesmaids better listen to this episode.
Oh, so I'll name drop.
So you know what to do and what not to do. This is part of your rule book, actually. Yeah. So let's say Randa, what would that do to y'all's friendship? Because I mean, clearly you're close. She's a bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm.
What would that do to your friendship if she did it? Even if she listened to this episode and was like, no, I really want him to do it there.
Yeah.
What would that do? Would you guys be done?
I think honestly, probably.
Oh my god!
But I know
god.
She never ever would. She's a girl's girl through and through.
Are you listening to this right now? Oh my god!
I keep burping. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
But she would not. But yeah, if I would say anybody who did that, done.
They're axed for good.
They're done. No more.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Yeah, Randa, you know, be careful.
But I guess it's more on the guy anyway.
It is, but like she could be like, hey, we're doing this thing and it's like nice and we'll all be dressed up. It's kind of perfect.
It's kind of pretty.
Yeah. And here, like love is in the air.
People love the bouquet toss too.
Oh,
you know?
We're getting to that. Yeah. We're getting to that. Who is most likely to make a scene?
Oh gosh.
Name or bride side or groom side, or you can be or you can pass.
It's gotta be our grandma.
Oh, Mama, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Mama. Love her to death, but Mama.
So but I okay. Just in her because, defense. Not, in, her
not
defense,
in that way.
In her defense, I don't think she would actually make a scene.
This is what I'm going to say.
I know a few people that would be more likely, but go on.
Because she, even to this day, every family function and everything, she will look at me and go, I mean, tears in her eyes.
Yeah.
my baby's growing up. Don't do it.
Which makes me think, like, she will be emotional and it'll be and it'll be beautiful. It'll be a beautiful thing for her.
Yeah.
But I don't see it. I think she'll be more reserved than you think.
That's true.
I could see
her crying, very emotional.
Yeah.
People having to comfort her, calm her down kind of thing.
Yeah.
But not in like a nasty way.
Well, kind of goes to my next question.
Oh,
like,
because
with this next question, we might go back to the make a scene. So you have a runner up actually for make
runner
a scene.
Runner up.
Or who's actually just who's more likely, bride side or groom side? Over on an average.
On average?
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of.
I'm going to say bride side.
I was going to say that.
I'm on the bride side. Somehow, just so everybody
is
clear.
It's gonna be Eric. That's what I should have said. It's gonna be you.
He was like, "Everybody listen to my podcast, everybody." I'm gonna rip off my shirt, and it's gonna have a QR code.
Oh my gosh, just tatted.
He's like, "Look at that! Scan it.
Scan it.
Scan
please.
It. Go listen to the show.
Follow me. Subscribe,
please. please. Okay.
Shameless
so,
plug.
Exactly. So the next one is most likely to fall.
God, it's gonna be me.
What?
Yes.
How high are your heels?
They're not high on purpose.
Okay.
On purpose.
Because you don't want to fall.
Because I
do you think you would
shoes.
Own it?
Probably. No, I'd probably cry.
I don't think you'd own it.
I don't think you could. You don't bounce back from that, you know?
You wouldn't. Like, you personally, I've no, like, you can own a lot of things, but if I think if you fell, you'd be like, oh my God. Like,
well, I'm like, it's 20 feet.
You'd probably have to hit somebody to get back to zero.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll let you hit me. Just okay. So you know, I'll be nearby.
Just like, rage, ball. Like, take it.
Hit me and move on.
Yeah. Then we good. But like, I do not wear heels.
Sure.
Like, I wear tennis shoes every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I wear tennis shoes for work. I have not worn heels in quite some time. So
are you gonna practice?
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah.
I gotta break them in or whatever.
Sure.
But it's probably gonna be me. Also, I lock my knees. I worry I'm gonna faint.
Dude.
That's why
you gotta practice that.
Yeah.
Because
the last wedding I went to, a girl had to leave the ceremony because she almost fainted. And she threw up and then came back.
Tell your party to do it too. Cause like even cause I was a groomsman in several. And we always had a guy that was just like, whoa. And I was like, dude,
we talked about this.
Because a lot of us were in choir. Like a lot of my buddies, we were all in choir and different performances and whatever. So we knew not to lock your knees.
Mm-hmm.
But it is hard, especially when you kind
of
like.
In front of all those people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you think you're going to lock your knees and fall?
I hope not. I'm prepared this time.
Okay. What if you are off the table?
If I'm off the table?
Yeah.
Probably. Who's gonna? It's gonna be Mamaw again.
That's why I wanted you to do a different one to make a scene because I was like, I think it's Mamaw. I really hope it's not Mamaw. I think we're just gonna keep you grounded for this one.
All
right.
She needs a chair at all times.
We can't have you slipping and sliding in my Michelob Ultra.
That's Eric's job.
That's me. Who is most likely to get too drunk?
Oh, Summer. You know it's Summer. You know it's Summer. She said, and I told her this too. She's maid of honor. Maid of honor. She's got the maid of honor speech.
Yeah.
I said, after that, go to town. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
And she said, she came up with that. She's like, after the speech, I will be fun. It's gonna be a good time. And I was like, great. So after that, it's no limits.
If you don't know who Summer is, go back and listen to Summer Knowles Best. It's like second or third episode of the whole show. And that's Autumn's sister. And she's the maid of honor.
She is.
And so the maid of honor speech, I had to do I wasn't the best man, but the best man did not want to do a speech.
Oh.
He was way too nervous. He was like, I can't do it. And they just tossed the ball to me. And I was like, I didn't have anything prepared, but On the spot, yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Well, we were all theater people, and they were just like,
improv it, Eric.
Yeah, they were just like, Eric's got it in the can.
Nope.
And I was like, got it. And I just grabbed the mic and just went. And they were like, oh my God. And
people were crying.
It was, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a big core memory for me, sure. And but yeah, didn't have anything
I could
prepared.
Never do that.
Yeah. It helped that I didn't care about any of the people in the audience. I just cared about the people that were like in the wedding.
Yeah. I'd be the person that was like, I can't do it. Yeah. Eric. Yeah. I need an Eric.
So, yeah. Do you think Summer's gonna deliver. She can write, right?
She it's our only thing is like is I'm like, you can't cry. Don't try to hold it back.
Okay. Crying's okay, but it is tough when they're crying Eric, so much.
And that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And I know that from experience. Because any time that we've had to give, we had like senior dinners, you know, whatever, like senior nights and everything. Anytime we had to do a speech, we have both ended it at the point where we're just like,
oh my God.
And we just point at each other and we're like, and then it's done.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's ruined.
I think it's not ruined.
It's not ruined, but it's uncomfy for everybody.
I don't think it's going to be uncomfy. I think this is the exact spot for it to happen.
True.
So that's.
I don't care. That's also. See, and that's also why I'm not stressed because I don't care anymore.
Whoa.
You know what I mean?
That's a slippery slope.
I know. But people keep asking me these things like blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't care. Sure.
Right.
I'll just say, sure. I'm yes man right now. You know what I mean? Yeah, sure. I don't care. I got what I wanted, and after that, I don't care.
Right.
So
sure,
that's kind of how it is. Like I said, if we show up, she could, I don't know, not even give the speech, and I'd be like, okay, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I'm not super impressed about it or anything.
Right.
So, but she'll do great. She always does.
She's going to do
She's always like,
awesome.
I was so nervous. I'm like, you didn't look nervous. Nobody could tell. So, but then after the speech, yeah, she's drunk.
Yeah, no, for sure. She's the most.
The most.
The most. Do you think who's runner up for that? You think?
I hope it's me.
Really?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well,
I feel like I'll be doing way too much to even enjoy the drinks that I bought.
You're going to do a lot of glad handing. Like going around.
I know.
Like, hey, thank you for coming. Yes. It's going to be a lot of that.
I know.
You're gonna be shaking a lot of hands.
I'm so bad about that. Griffin's so good at it, though.
Oh, yeah. He's wheeling, dealing.
That's like his whole thing.
He's going to use his, like...
mitts.
His freaking mitts. His hands are like if my hand was swollen from, like, 100 bee stings. But
guess,
like,
do you know, guess what his ring size is?
200?
Yes.
What is it? Up to, like, 12 or something?
Well, honey, it's past that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I can't remember what mine is.
He's 15, bro.
Whoa.
His ring cost more than mine because they were like, it's just a lot of gold.
It's just a lot of material.
It's just a lot of circumference. If you will.
Break out the Andre the Giant drawer of rings.
We'll pawn some of those.
That's insane.
Yeah. We had to have it custom made. I'm not kidding.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Because
sure.
People don't make size 15 rings. So,
Is this a bracelet?
Yeah. It looks like a baby bracelet, honestly. It is. It's huge. But he's all about shaking people's hands and networking. Networking. It's always
it's going to be a great networking event.
A networking event of the season.
Who is most likely to show up late?
Oh.
But like not just like 5 minutes, but like painfully late.
Painfully late.
And like it's like obvious and it's kind of, and it's like rude. Who is it?
I'm going to take myself off the table, but if it wasn't my thing, it would be me. I'm notoriously late for everything.
Right. But
I was late to this.
But to be fair, I did have to cancel on you the first time.
I know.
That was my fault. Thank you for coming back.
Oh my gosh.
I feel terrible about that. I don't like to be that guy. But anyways. You're not.
I can't be on the
table.
You
literally can't be late. It's your it's your show.
Yeah.
And if you're late, it just means that the show just starts later.
Exactly. Yeah.
So who's late?
Who's going to be late? I mean.
Throw somebody under the bus. I want some juice.
Let's see. Who's going to be? I don't. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to think of somebody. It's probably. I'm trying to think of someone with a kid. Sandy.
You think it's Sandy? I don't know.
Just because kids are a lot of trouble.
I think she is notoriously
early.
No,
she is so early. You're right. Yeah. That was a bad answer.
I think she would be on the most. I think she'd be the least like one of the least likely to
be
late.
She's very structured.
Yeah. So it's got to be. I think it's, is it a PV?
maybe it's gonna have to be a PB. It's gonna be one of his like grandparents or something.
Oh, but they just couldn't find it.
The parking spot. That's how it's gonna be. And they're gonna be like have a reserve spot at the front. And they're like, we've been waiting for you.
My mom will probably be there 5 hours early.
Oh, she
camping out.
Yeah, she's gonna be scoping out the place. if she could sleep in a tent the night before.
I've just been here for 5 hours. just sitting here in the corner.
Yeah, I've been ready.
Who is most likely? Most likely to try, and this kind of goes with the proposal thing. Who is most likely to be a little jealous and try to steal thunder? I don't like that ever. Like, not, and they don't even have to be consciously doing it.
Yeah,
because after the wedding, you're gonna be like, that person was doing that.
Yeah,
and you like, because you're not gonna expect anybody to do it.
Yeah,
but someone's gonna be doing it.
Who does do that? Oh.
Is it a bridesmaid?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. It's summer again. Summer. No, she would never. She's the only person, like, I'm like top person for summer. She would never do that. Like,
is it your mom?
Oh, maybe my mom.
Because she might be like, oh, yeah. It's not your mom.
No, it wouldn't be my mom.
No. Well, okay, fine. Who has, in this scenario, like, who might do something so special? Are you doing the dad daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the dance.
Yep.
Which one is going to be more thunder stealing? Your dad dancing with you? Like, is that going to be better than Summer's speech? Which one's gonna be a bigger tearjerker?
It's gotta be the daddy daughter dance.
I think so.
I hate that I said daddy daughter dance. I should have said father daughter dance.
Yeah.
I hated that.
I said that first, and I was like, "That's weird,
icky." I didn't like it, but I picked out our song today.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna keep it a secret though.
No, please do.
Yeah,
please don't blow it on this thing.
Yeah, no.
Not on this podcast.
It's, he knows it obviously, but it's a song that it's a good song, but it's also funny to us because that's me and my dad's relationship. Like we're like just, you know, screwing around with each other most of the time. Like I sent him, we've been sending songs back and forth and everything. I sent him Boats and Hoes. I was like, what about Boats and Hoes?
If you guys just twerk to Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
Yeah.
That would be wild.
Yeah.
But you're going for more tearjerker.
We're going for the tearjerker.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, It had to be done.
I think Summer, it'll be an uphill battle for it, like her to be like, to tearjerk more than the father daughter.
I know.
You can't beat it.
I cry at every father daughter dance. I don't even know the dad.
But you know what the secret ringer is though? Huh. Is the mother son one.
It's not as emotional though.
I guess me as a guy, I think the mother son one is
gut punch.
Yeah, because I've been to several weddings, seen like both sides. You know, like I've seen both mother whatever's mother son father daughter. Every single time the mother son one, I'm just like, damn. Like because
it gets
like,
you.
Yeah, it's rough because the mother I think is usually just.
Beside
like,
herself.
They're nervous. Yeah. I don't know. So who knows?
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one.
Are you going to try to top it? Like try to be tearjerkery?
Here's the thing. Most of the songs that people choose there's so many father daughter songs, right?
Sure.
But then the rest of them are kind of like love songs. And then it gets a little weird.
Yeah.
The last wedding I kind of saw, I was like, oh, that's an odd. That's an odd song to choose. As you're, you know, cradling your son's the nape of his neck, and I'm like,
Cardi B's WAP.
My neck, my back.
Whoa, interesting choice. Pretty tearjerkery.
It gets a little odd. I feel like maybe that's just me being pessimistic. I don't know.
Baby, do got back. I guess. Well, I'm excited. I think I'm excited to see which one cries me out the most.
Yeah, you're gonna have to pick.
Who's most likely to break something?
Probably my mom.
She a breaker? I think my mom is a breaker.
Your mom is there. It's this Frost thing. I think it's Frosty. So let's just throw Sandy in there too.
It's just all Sprosses.
Any of them. Yeah. They're just going to trip, break something. Who knows, honestly. But my mom, she is a clumsy lady.
Well, if they're all going to break something, who's going to break the biggest thing?
Who has access to the biggest thing? Let's see. Probably my mom again. It's going to be my mom.
Because she's going to be doing something important is the problem. It's like, and she's going to be trying really hard and like she'll be like, ah! Just like, ah! What happened?
Literally, as long as it's not irreplaceable, and I don't think there's anything.
Are you going to be chill if like the cake falls?
Oh, we're not doing cake.
Scratch that. Are you going to be chill if like the do you have a tower of anything?
I think I might do a tower type situation.
You don't
got to
say what it is. You're going to be a surprise. But if that tower falls, what's up?
It'd be pretty bad just because that's where those antique, you know, irreplaceable teacups.
Yeah. I'm catching what you're throwing.
Oh,
out.
That would be so sad.
And it's going to be a Spross sister.
It's going to be Christy, Sandy, Candy. Pick one out of the hat.
They're going to be three stooges, like just poking each other in the eyes, like scrambling to try. Because they're all going to be trying to fix the situation together.
Yeah.
But making it so much worse.
So much worse. So much worse. They can't help themselves.
Well, I got one final one for the whole episode. And then we can do some shout outs and whatever. Who is most likely to catch the bouquet? And I don't know if this is bad luck or whatever.
It means you get married next.
No, I'm saying like if it's bad luck to predict
Predict it. Oh my gosh. Dude, what if we placed bets like legit dinero on it?
I feel like that is even worse juju. like I'm just like we're casting spells at this point.
I need the potions. That'd be actually kind of fun. Someone actually really did bring up a betting sheet to me. That's like a thing because you're supposed to, you place bets on whatever it is, but then the money goes to like the honeymoon fund.
Yeah.
Cute little idea, sure. Right? I don't particularly like begging for money at an event, so I'm probably not going to do that.
Are you going to do the thing where does everybody do the thing where you like pin the money on the bride or whatever?
That was a new thing that I was just brought to attention to.
Are you doing that?
I don't. That's a stripper thing to me. Don't you think?
I don't want to.
My name's already Autumn. I don't need to be more.
I don't want to say it's a stripper thing because like I've seen it at like every wedding. I'm not going to say it, but I did think the same thing.
Okay. Literally pinning money on any woman in general.
I think it's weird and a little like outdated. I don't know. I just think it's a little weird.
I will not be doing that.
Okay.
So cool. Yeah, I don't know. There's different ways you can get money, but also I was thinking about that too. I was like, yes, it's nice to have spending money when you're on your honeymoon, but we already booked everything.
Right.
So it's not like it's, I mean, like end all be all. Sure. We can't book our honeymoon if you don't give us money the day before.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm glad you're not doing that.
Yeah, I'm not. I will not be. They're like, do a dance. No, thank you, Uncle Tom.
Well, Autumn, thank you so much for coming. One last question, just super goofy. What Disney prince, like, did you fantasize about when you were younger that, like, Griffin has some of the same qualities?
You're going to hate this.
What?
No, you're going to love it.
What?
Shrek. And that is so horrible, but I adore Shrek.
I get it.
Griffin is Shrek. And I say that with so much love.
My name's not Griffin. It's Shrek.
You know what people actually call him? The Jolly Green Giant.
I get it.
Because he's so large and he's just the sweetest little sweetest big ol' whatever teddy bear you'll ever meet.
Right.
Sweetest can be. Dude, Superman. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. He's wonderful.
Well, I wish y'all the best, and I'm very excited, and I'm very happy to see you, my littlest baby. Well, you're not the littlest cousin anymore, but you
the littlest of the first batch.
You were the one of the original four, and yeah, so this is super exciting. I'm very excited.
Yay!
And is there anything you want to ask me or do say or shout out to the bridesmaids or anything? Like a code word from the bachelorette party.
Oh,
before we sign off.
I mean, I'll just say thanks. Everyone has helped a lot and everything. Yeah. And obviously I've loved Griffin for a long, long time. It's been 8 years that we've been together. I know we've been together literally our entire adult life through everything and everything. So I'm glad it's finally the right
coming
time
to an end.
Yeah. I'm glad it's done. But yeah, it's good to see all the things like that you talk about with your friends and family and everything like actually happen. Right. It's like, it's a little bit crazy to think about.
I'm excited. Super pumped. I'm for so y'all. Pumped. Well, this was a great episode. Don't forget everybody to follow Worst Impressions on Instagram, TikTok while it's still alive and still legal to look at in the United States. If you'd like, you can sign up for the Patreon. The Patreon's going to be in the show notes. We're having a lot of fun on Patreon, getting early access to episodes and whatnot. And thank you again, Autumn, for coming. Hopefully we'll have you back.
Oh,
and we won't talk like we will be past the wedding. You will be wed by the next
I'll
time
be
you're back.
Autumn Peavy.
Yeah.
New and, name.
We can talk about other stuff, but I wanted to do this. So like, I felt like it's perfect time.
It's all I've talked about for, I'm just kidding, but
awesome. So this is us signing off.
See ya.
Don't forget to spay and neuter your pets. And good night. We'll be right back.